And we're back for the last segment of what I'm sure is going to go down on the annals of WRPG Radio and Mornings at McFarland's. We've been talking with Tim Homar, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and a full partner at Homar,
Geyer, Homar, and Roy.
Geyer, Homar, and Roy. So is Steve Roy still practicing?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's not a young chicken anymore, is he? So
well, I like to remind him that he started practicing law when I was born.
Oh.
So,
oh, yeah. I'm sure he appreciates that.
Yeah.
Why did I ever hear that guy in the first place?
Glad you asked. Glad I could work that into the show.
Yeah, now you're hoping they aren't listening back in the office, I bet. So, oh, well. Well, as we do wrap up most of our shows, I'm going to try to go through some quick things going around in the community, and we'll wrap up with Mr. Homar's final words. So, as Mr. President. So, anyways, today, right away, there's stuff going on because of spring break going on in the community. Spring Break Movie is going on at Ruth Culver Community Library from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. If you want to know what movie they're playing, because it doesn't say here, I'm sorry, they probably picked it out after this was printed, but you can call Beth Hayes at 643-8318, and Beth will be happy to tell you what the flick today is. Then also today, from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m., so right after we get done with the show, go on over to the Sauk City Public Library at 515 Water Street. I'll tell you, this is something I would have loved. It's Take Apart Science Fun for Kids. So kids are invited to safely take apart old electronics and explore their insides and learn a bit about how they work. I would have been so all over that, just grabbing a hold of transistors and yanking them off of the Well, you know, I was kind of a rough kid and kind of a geek, too. And then we also have tomorrow, March 30th, from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., grand opening and ribbon cutting out at Sauk Prairie Fitness, which is at 821 Water Street. So I'm trying to think, suite number two. Would that be by Quick Trip? Because you're going... You'd have to be going that route, wouldn't you? Yeah, 821. Check it out on a map. If you go to Google Map, I'm sure they'll tell you where 821 is. But a brand new business opening up. Go and enjoy the ribbon cutting and probably hear Mr. Homar speak. Wouldn't you be there speaking?
Yeah, I don't know if I got an invite.
No, okay. No, just kidding. Yeah, don't invite him. He'll talk forever. He'll think he's on the radio, my God. So also on Friday, March 31st, from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m., anyone in the area that's interested in Madison College as a next step after our senior this year graduate, or maybe people that just want to return to school. Madison College is having their annual open house. They actually put a bunch of open houses together to let you experience a day as a college student. So you can meet instructors and students and participate in hands-on class activities and take a campus tour. So if you're interested in that, you can send an email to bjmartin3@madisoncollege.edu. bjmartin3@madisoncollege.edu. But my daughter actually spent some time at Madison College, kind of interim before she went to Madison. So great school. Also this Friday from 1 p.m. until 2:30, not to be lost in the movie business, Sauk City Public Library is also doing a free flick. Popcorn and bottled water will be served. And if you want to know what the title is, call 643-8346. That's 643-8346 for information on the title. Friday. Bring the kids. Bring the elderly. So Sauk City or Sauk County Humane Society Adopt-a-thon is this Saturday, April Fool's Day, and I'm not April fooling. They really are going to have cats and dogs there available to meet at the Sauk Prairie Small Animal Hospital. And those of you that have been around for a while know that the first Saturday of every month, the Sauk Prairie Small Animal Hospital hosts the County Humane Society, and they have an opportunity for you to meet the doggers and the kitties and say, hey, you want to come home with me? And they'll say, meow, or woof, or they'll say, get lost. I can't think of many dogs that would say, get lost. Because they love me. Just love me, please. So also on Sunday, April 2nd, from 12:15 until 4 o'clock, there is a August Deerless Favorite Work event going on. $40 for an individual, $80 for a couple. Spring is in the air. Spring is everywhere, especially at the Dorf House in Roxbury, where the event will be held. It's a delightful afternoon brought to you by the August Deerless Society, presenting Deerless Favorite Novel, Everything in Spring. Enjoy Augie's own love story summarized and narrated by Donna Staling to include Michelle Hahn and Scott Kinji, alias Marjorie Estabrook and Steve Grendon. There's a cash bar, coffee, some bakery, register for door prices, a bid and bid on silent auction items. So great opportunity to support the August Deerless Society and get some interesting perspectives on some of Augie's greatest work. Then also Monday, April 3rd from 12 p.m. until 5:30 p.m., Graceway Church out on 13th Street, I guess you think of that, or it's also Sycamore, from 12 until 5:30, they'll be doing a blood drive for American Cross. So if you're interested in giving blood, I know the Red Cross is always looking to keep that blood supply as well-stocked as they possibly can. And then don't forget Tuesday's Election Day. I think we're electing, the only one I can think of is State Superintendent. Is there anything else?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. State Superintendent, I think, is the big race.
There's some interesting debates going on in that arena, if you've been listening at all. But the Sauk Prairie Optimist Club, as they always do, has their spaghetti dinner from 4:30 until 7 p.m. So spaghetti supper catered by Pizza Hut. Tickets are available at the door or from Optimist members. So it's a great opportunity to make some donations to Optimist, which they do so much in the community. Again, another passionate group of folks. But you got to vote, so get out and vote, and then have some spaghetti. Good deal. And then lastly, the thing we'll talk about is on April 4th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. is a Learning for Life class. This is the John and Sarah Ramtham and their 6-8 organization, Making Service Personal. They have done a series of these Learning for Life classes. This one is To Your Credit, Charge It Right. So from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. again at the Sauk City Public Library, learn about credit cards and how to avoid paying interest, how they work, what to do if one's lost or stolen. So really an opportunity for folks that are maybe just starting out with a credit rating and understanding that, boy, it's great to have that credit card and get those things that you got to have because, you know, we're all about immediate gratification here in the U.S. But, you know, credit cards are a serious responsibility. And, boy, I wish I had taken a class like that when I was first starting out as a, you know, early 20-something and thinking, you know, the world was my oyster. And what? There's 24% interest on an oyster? So I'm sure you see some of that, too, in your life, don't
you? Yeah, well, so. And 6-8 is such a great organization to have in our community as well. And those kind of classes, the life classes that really you know, do make a difference.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. So, Tim, thanks so much for being a member or joining us on the show. It's been great. You're one of the few people I can think of that when I responded to having you on the show, you're like, I'm going to be on the radio? So I could just about hear the excitement in your voice. I thought, well, that's going to be fun.
I try to convey a lot in my emails, yeah.
Any parting words of wisdom as president of the chamber?
Well, I guess I would repeat and reiterate, you know, my theme of my article was that people make places. Mm-hmm. And I think Sauk Prairie has such a diverse and just passionate group of people. I do think that the Sauk Prairie, the Sauk City Prairie to Sac competition over the years has been healthy, and that I think, you know, people are kind of committed to making their community the best place it can be. And with that, I guess I'll fall back on what my high school principal told, you know, the freshmen that year was, get involved. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if people make places, well, when people are involved, you know, that certainly has the right kind of mixture for success. And mm-hmm. So whether you're new to town and you've just moved here, you know, get involved with some local organizations,
sure.
Meet some peoples, you know, if you're a business in town, you know, utilize the chamber. Don't just pay your dues.
Sure.
We've got a lot of services and benefits for members,
sure.
to help grow your business. And so, yeah. You know, reach out and get involved in those events.
Yeah.
There's so many great communities, and I won't list them all for fear of not naming some, but there's lots of ways to get involved and to make not only our community but the greater world a better place.
Yeah, and do it here. You know, this is a great practice place for the rest of the world. And think of the number of grassroots efforts that have changed the world. You know, Millie Zanto is just one example. You know, here's a gal from the area who didn't think much of her, you know, education background, whatever, but she was passionate about recycling, and literally now that system that she developed is used all around the world. So you got to appreciate that. Don't sit around being our armchair quarterback, right?
Correct.
Get out and throw some passes.
Get involved. I mean, every little bit helps. I mean, you think about the Feed My Starving Children, and how that started by just, you know,
Jackie Bascom going down and
saying, what more can we do?
Right.
And just running with that.
Right.
And pretty soon you'll find that this community supports those things. And, you know, think about the million plus meals that we've sent abroad.
Sure.
Just because the community comes together and makes it happen.
Well, and I would be remiss if I didn't fulfill my promise for a lawyer joke. So, Tim, here it comes. Ready?
I'm ready.
We'll wrap up the show here. Tim, why is it that sharks don't attack lawyers?
Why, Raul?
Professional courtesy. So we hope you enjoyed the show today, folks, here on Mornings at McFarland's. Please join us again next week. We'll be talking with actually Dave Pronold, who is an associate of mine. We're going to be talking about newspapers on the radio. Imagine that. Dave's been in the newspaper business for a whole bunch of years, so it's going to be an interesting retrospective on newspapers and how they've changed in the past years, which is, there's another phenomenal change. But we hope you enjoyed today's show. Please feel free to go to WRPQ.com and listen to it again if you want to, or download a copy of it for your friends. That's fine. We'll be happy. But our guest today has been Tim Homar. Again, thanks, Tim, so much for being here.
Thank you, Raul.
We'll
for
have to have
me.
You come back on again sometime and just schmooze for no other reason than you're fun to talk to.
It'd be a pleasure.
So take care. Back to you, Mike. Have a great day, folks.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBrèche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.